A 3-year-old child's in critical condition after being shot in the head in South Philadelphia. The gunfire rang out along the 2100 block of 26th Street around 11:30 last night. The child was brought to the hospital in a private vehicle. Police found the magazine for the gun, but no weapon, according to Chief Inspector Scott Small.
We're getting some conflicting stories and some conflicting information, which raises suspicions at this time. So we want to find out exactly how this 3-year-old ended up with a gunshot wound to his head.
Officers took 3 people to police headquarters to question them separately. We're being told no one is under arrest at this hour, but DA Larry Krasner is having a press conference any minute to tell us more. The 911 call came in about 11 last night about the gunshots in the area of 26th and Snyder. Chief Inspector Small says if there's a situation where people have guns in the house, they need to keep them under lock and key.
And I've said this many times. If there's children in the house, they should not be able to get access to a gun.
The TSA reopened checkpoint in Terminal C in Philadelphia International Airport today. It was closed 2 weeks ago due to staffing shortages and the partial government shutdown. That created long lines at other checkpoints, especially in the morning. Agents had been working without pay for more than 6 weeks until President Trump signed an executive order giving TSA employees their back pay as a temporary solution. TSA checkpoints, terminals F and A West, will still remain closed. A Delaware County mother is facing charges for abandoning her baby at a crime scene. It happened along the 3100 block of Meeting House Road in Upper Chichester Monday. Officers say the child's parents and another person were allegedly trying to steal overhead copper wire. They took off in a car, leaving a second vehicle behind. The car was later towed to the police station, where an officer found the baby inside. Investigators in Chester, Delaware County are piecing together a double homicide. It ended with the suspected killer being shot and killed by police in the 900 block of Barclay Street.